You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Media. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to check out my new daily tech show. It's called Today's Tech News, and you can find it online over at tech.quicksurf.com and go over there and check it out. It's audio only, and I've got a bit of an announcement here for Linux News Log as well, but I just wanted to encourage everybody, if you want a daily, general daily tech news show that's not long, it just gives you a quick rundown of the tech for the day, then go check out Today's Tech News over at tech.quicksurf.com and subscribe to that show. Now, for those of you here, before we get into the news for this episode, here at Linux News Log, where I'm kind of rebooting the show a little bit. For the past probably year and a half, almost 2 years now, I've published an audio MP3 feed plus an Ogg Vorbis feed, and I've also provided the video of the show in an iPod compatible and in an HD 720p compatible H.264 video files. And it started off largely as an experiment, but I've decided that I'm going to kind of reset the show a little bit and bring it all back to an audio only show. So for those of you who are subscribed to the MP3 link, no worries. You don't have to change anything. Same thing for the Ogg Vorbis link. The current Ogg Vorbis link is not, subscription link is not going to change. If you're, both of those, you will continue to receive those episodes as they're supposed to, as you're supposed to. For the iPod compatible feed and the HD feed, those I will probably not this week, but for the next episode, I will redirect those to the MP3 subscription link. So for those of you who subscribe to those, right now you're getting an MP3. You're not getting the video version of the show because I'm not recording the video version of the show. So please visit us online, quicksurf.com or linux.quicksurf.com, and subscribe to either the MP3 or the Ogg Vorbis link, and that will ensure that you continue to get the show in audio format. Now, the reason why I'm doing this, and this has been pointed out to me several times, and I'm going to try to make this quick, but the reason why I'm kind of resetting this and going back to just an audio-only show is Linux News Log started off as an audio-only show. The video was really an experiment to see what kind of traction it would gain, but I really didn't have the bandwidth or time, or I didn't really have the bandwidth in terms of time to really make it an outstanding video show. So many of the episodes are literally me being a talking head, which some people prefer, but you know, there's no real value add there. You know, and people have emailed me, linux@quicksurf.com, multitudes of times saying, dude, put something in the video besides just your head talking. Right now, the audio version of the show is a better show, and I agree with them. And so I'm in process of kind of retooling my shows here a little bit. And since many of you may not know this, but I've been unemployed the last couple of months, I'm going to be starting a new job here in the next week or so. And in addition to that, my other show, the Geekinator, not the daily one, because that's audio only, but the Geekinator show, I'm going to be retooling that to where it's not a news show, because I'm covering that in the Today's Tech News. But so that's going to be more geeky stuff, kind of along the lines of Hack 5, not copying them, but, you know, just getting into geeky stuff, how to do stuff, you know, looking at different technologies and that sort of thing. And that will continue to be video, because that sort of thing is best served by having a video show. But for here in Linux News Log, an audio show is the best use of my time because in addition to working full time, I'm now will be working full time plus producing a daily tech show, plus producing Linux News Log, plus producing the Geekinator, and I'm tooling up to do another weekly show that's going to be streaming online. It potentially audio only, but I may have some Ustream video stuff going on. It'll be a tech chat type show, and that will be coming online here in the next month or two. Right now, I'm in early planning stages for that. But given all of that, I said, you know what, now's a good time to just kind of make the break. Let's make, you know, Linux News Log an audio-only show that will allow me to, you know, host, produce, do everything in one evening. It'll allow me to very much more consistently do it, and it'll free up, an evening for me to actually, because right now, if I were doing the video, it would take me 2 days. It'd take me an evening to record and edit the show and start rendering out the file, and that would render out overnight because I don't have particularly fast hardware at this time, and considering that I'm doing this in HD, and then I'd have to go to work the next day, and then I couldn't really deal with it until the next evening to do all the uploads and all that stuff. So I'm better serving the audience by making an audio only show. And so that's what we're doing. This will be the first one. By next Monday, I will redirect all of the feeds that are not MP3 or OGG to the MP3 feed. So if you'll still continue to get the show in MP3 form, but I would really prefer that you go visit us online, update your feeds to the new MP3 feed, and that will ensure that you get each and every episode. So now that I've burned 7 whole minutes of time, almost 8 minutes of time, let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. From Channel Register, Penguin Computing overclocks Opterons for Wall Street. Linux server specialist Penguin Computing has jumped into the overclocked server fray with a new Altus server aimed at clock-hungry high-frequency stock trading applications. At the HPC on Wall Street conference in New York City this week, the high-performance computing, Linux high-performance computing conference, Penguin Computing is showing off its Altus 1750 server, which is built using advanced micro devices, Lisbon Opteron 4100 processors, and its homegrown chipsets. The 1U rack-mounted server has 3 things that companies running high-frequency trading systems want: density, low power consumption, and relatively high clock speeds. Because in that arena, it's all about the clock speed. From Business Wire, Samina announces an IEEE 1588 PTP impairments at 10G wire speed packet generation, 10 gigabit wire speed packet generation, the High Performance Computing Linux 2011 show in New York. Samina, the innovative leader in network monitoring and testing solutions, announced new software releases at the High Performance Computing Linux show 2011 in New York. The new software for the Samina Network Emulator Traffic Generator product line adds 2 key features: IEEE 1588, also known as Precision Time Protocol Impairments, and 10 gigabit wire speed packet generation and measurements. So, pretty awesome stuff. Check it out if you have a use for something of that nature. From Hard OCP, Ubuntu delivers Natty Narwhal Linux Beta 1. This is pretty neat. Basically, Natty Narwhal is the next version of Linux, and the Beta 1 is now available if you want to check it out. From PR Newswire, Indira Data releases version 3.1.5 of its cross-platform file replication, remote online server, and PC backup, remote archive, and data distribution software. Boy, that's a mouthful. Whew. The new release includes support for cross-platform data distribution, remote online backup consolidation, data migration, and content aggregation for Windows, Linux, Mac, Solaris, and other Unix flavors. With Ed Wads 3.1.5, that's kind of a... replicating and distributing content from many sites to one site got simpler and more automated. Expanding many-to-one configurations to include more remote hosts is now faster and more cost-effective. These new and improved features make Edwards a true unified data management solution. So pretty cool stuff. Check it out. From PC World and their Business Center, I love PC World, Linux and ARM power new 10-inch netbooks. Now, I thought netbooks were going the way of the dinosaur. Apparently not. Hardware maker Hercules this week gave Linux fans a nice boost by unveiling two new additions to its eCafe netbook line that use ARM processors and run the open source operating system. The eCafe Slim HD is billed by the company as the slimmest and lightest model in its category, while the eCafe EXHD was designed to offer the best battery life on the market. Both feature an ARM Cortex-A8 processor and a custom Linux-based operating system, along with an unusual design in which the screen folds into the body for extra protection. Pretty neat stuff. It's due in April. The 10-inch netbooks will be offered at a suggested retail price of $229 and $269, respectively. So we'll see how well those sell. From eWeek.com, Linux Open Source and Ubuntu, OpenSUSE Linux 11.4 draws strength from cloud services and the community. So OpenSUSE 11.4 is a new release in the line of community-oriented Linux-based operating systems from Novell and the OpenSUSE community, marked by a raft of newly updated open source applications and components. As with previous OpenSUSE releases, this distribution can serve in roles ranging from desktop to server. However, where OpenSUSE and its SUSE Linux predecessor once stood tall among its Linux rivals, I'd sooner recommend Ubuntu or one of the Red Hat-based distributions for most client-to-server uses. So, and that was Jason Brooks, the author of this article, saying that, not me. I couldn't agree with him more. I'm a huge Ubuntu fan. From Mobile Magazine, a Linux OS Hercules eCafe netbook does 13 hours per charge. Boy, more netbook stuff. Are netbooks making a resurgence? 13 hours per charge. The Hercules brand isn't exactly a household name, but it is better known for the line of speakers than real computer equipment. Even so, they're already onto the next generation of computing with two new eCafe netbooks. The EXHD eCafe is the one that boasts a real-world battery life of at least, and I'm using air quotes here, 13 hours. That should be more than enough to keep you Skyping and Twittering all day long. Now, the Slim HD eCafe netbook has a claim to fame with less than a 1-inch profile, so pretty skinny stuff. That will do it for this episode of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Please do, if you subscribe to the iPod or the HD video compatible RSS feeds, please update your podcatchers to the either MP3 or Ogg Vorbis feeds, and I will automatically forward those on the next episode. But if you want to ensure that you get it, just go do it now, linux.quicksurf.com or quicksurf.com. Either one of those will work. And with that, I will see all of you next week. See you then. Bye.